The Grand Rapids Art Museum is presenting an exhibition by an artist and designer, and chances are you already know some of her work. Joining us now is the chief curator of the Grand Rapids Art Museum, Ron Platt. Welcome.
Thank you, Lester. Hi.
All right, let's get right to it. What is Maya Lin best known for?
Well, Maya Lin is best known as the designer of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. That was in 1981 when she was a college senior. And what people probably don't know nearly as well is all the amazing work that she has made between then and now and that she continues to do.
You know, at the time, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was very controversial. Why was that?
Well, I think that the idea of a memorial not taking a sort of a figurative form was something that a lot of people, I guess, had trouble getting their head around.
Right. We want columns and pedestals and statues, right?
Yeah. And I mean, there's obviously a place for that. I think there's a place for everything. But I think the fact that it's proven to be so very popular since its installation and since it's opened shows that the American public was ready for something much different and much more, a memorial that was also an artwork.
Let's talk about the exhibition at the Grand Rapids Art Museum by Maya Lin. It's called Flow. What is it?
It comprises seven sculptures. The name of the exhibition refers to the fact that water is its subject and focus. And the works are all large scale. A couple of them were created newly for the exhibition, and they sort of represent her different interests in scientific mapping and technologies, her real sort of savvy understanding of materials and what they can do, and then her just interest in the environment and humankind's relationship to the natural world.
Can you describe what one of them looks like?
You bet. I'll talk about the two new pieces. One is a pin river, and it is a representation of the Grand River watershed.
Oh, nice.
And I believe that starts down south of Lansing somewhere as a tributary. And so it is represented in the full river, its tributaries, and where it hits Lake Michigan. And it's a beautiful piece, and it's realized in steel pins, and there are tens of thousands of them that were inserted directly into the wall of the gallery. And it's remarkable how it is reminiscent of sort of a system within the body. And I think she's making plain the notion that the systems of the earth are just as sensitive as those within our bodies. Another new piece represents the Great Lakes in recycled silver, but the Great Lakes are only one part of the piece. It stretches 15 feet across the wall and shows all of the lakes, starting with Great Bear Lake up near the Arctic Circle, going down all the way through the Great Lakes, all of the lakes which were created by the melting and movement of the glaciers a long time ago.
Oh, wow. So how did this Maya Lin Flow exhibit come about at Grand Rapids Art Museum?
I think the impetus for us really was our desire to draw more attention to Ecliptic, which is the beautiful park that really is at our doorstep here in Grand Rapids, and which she created 20 years ago.
Right. That's in downtown Grand Rapids. It's an exterior exhibition or installation.
Mm-hmm. It's a remarkable piece. And so in addition to Flow, there is a smaller documentary exhibition focused on Ecliptic. It includes models that are rarely seen that we borrowed from the studio. We wrote some text, and we have some video footage that gives people a sense of like what the site was like before Maya was invited to create the park there, her conception of it, how she was wearing both two different hats sort of simultaneously. She was both architect, because there are buildings there, as well as artist.
You know, one of the interesting things I thought about that was the idea that ecliptic is water-based and flow mm-hmm. is water-based. Is that something she does a lot?
You're absolutely right. I mean, ecliptic is sort of organized around the idea of water in its different forms. You know, there's ice in the winter when the center ellipse is a skating rink. There's a vapor fountain which emits bursts of steam that go up into the air, and then there's a sort of a water table, a sort of subtle fountain. Another thing about the piece that I think is so remarkable is that it's kind of date stamped. If you think about the lights that shine up through the floor of the rink, they're based on a map of the sky above Grand Rapids at the turn of the millennium. Which is, I think, remarkable, the sort of heralding of the new millennial. And that was another reason that we chose water as a theme for the exhibition, because we saw how much work she was making about water, although in these different materials and in different forms, on the floor, on the wall, in some cases actually digging into the wall. So we were really excited to explore these ideas with her, and it's been a wonderful experience having her here. And we, along with her, have been enjoying people using the park, because she's only been back to Grand Rapids a couple times since it opened. And so she loves seeing it in use.
We've been talking with Ron Platt, chief curator at the Grand Rapids Art Museum. The exhibit Flow by artist Maya Lin opens tomorrow and runs through September 8th. Ron, thanks for telling us about the exhibit.
Thank you, Lester. It was very enjoyable.